This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Amy Cotton on the line from Christian Aid Mission, and we're going to be talking about Sri Lanka today, because actually the UN Human Rights Chief just spent some time there assessing how the country is doing in its progress towards recovery. It's been in a civil war for 3 decades, and he made an interesting statement that we're going to talk about in a second, Amy, but let's look at this fact. I didn't know that Sri Lanka has been at war with itself for 30 years. What kind of effect does that have on the missionaries, the indigenous missionaries that you guys assist?
Well, we assist 6 different ministries in Sri Lanka. And as you can imagine, having war right on your doorstep, it's very difficult. And for these ministries, that country is such a difficult country to be a Christian in, because 70% of the population are Buddhists, 13% are Hindus. So you have this general understanding by the population that you're supposed to be praying to these various gods, and there's a lot of fear in that country, a lot of fear of what demons will do to you. There they call demons yakas, and they have all different types of yakas that bring different illnesses and diseases. And so they feel like they have to offer food offerings, monetary offerings to appease these demons. Then they have multiple gods. So then there's the trying to appease the gods. And so I'm sure that's exhausting. But there are God's people in the midst that are teaching that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father but by Him. And so it's so encouraging to see how open people are in Sri Lanka to the gospel. And when they see God answer prayer, when they see Christians praying and changes made, they want to know more about this God. They want to know, you know, this God is really taking action. How can I know Him? How can I follow Him?
And that's really what I want to, the connection I want to make, because what I found interesting in that the UN Human Rights report, or I guess kind of his summary of his visit, is that he said, quote, Sri Lanka must confront the demons of its past. And I know that was a figure of speech, but your partners are dealing with literal demons in this culture, and yet God is doing some wonderful things. Can you tell me more about some of what they're sharing with you?
Yes, we've had many ministries share that going to villages, sharing the gospel, and seeing God heal physical illnesses have been powerful. You know, we don't see that in our country, or we kind of question, is God in that when something like that happens? We're not very comfortable with that in our culture. But I have learned in my time working at Christian Aid Mission that the Lord is really using healing to make His presence known, and to in the Middle East, in South Asia, Southeast Asia. And there's very much a battlefront with spiritual warfare. And these Christians will come into villages, they will share the gospel. And I know there was recently a 36-year-old pregnant woman who had gone to see the doctor and was not expected to live in delivering her child. And a ministry leader shared the gospel with her, prayed for her. She had the child, is doing well. And so there's example after example from these different ministry leaders in different parts of Sri Lanka saying, this is what God is doing. I mean, they have literally had blind men see by the power of the name of Jesus. And that's exciting. I mean, it kind of gives me chills up my spine just to think how great is our God and how much he loves his creation and how much he wants to bring as many into the kingdom as will come. And so it's amazing how he'll reveal himself through divine healing and deliverance.
You know, we shouldn't be surprised because I believe God will use whatever it takes to bring people to himself and in different contexts and cultures that will look different. And so we shouldn't be surprised. And yet, because we live in North America, we think everything should be done our way. And it's not necessarily the case. And that's why I agree that it's exciting to see what God is doing in the lives of your ministry partners. And, you know, just as the Lord works in different ways, such as healing and driving out demons to bring people to himself, he also operates differently through Christian aid mission in different, you know, locations. Like some locations might need building centers, some locations might need scripture and resources like that. In Sri Lanka, how does the Lord use Christian aid mission to assist these indigenous missionaries?
Well, we have different church setups in Sri Lanka among the six ministries that we assist. A lot of them have home churches, multiple home churches, because there isn't money for a building. And it's very difficult to secure money for a Christian building because of the culture of Buddhism and Hinduism. That's very difficult to accomplish. So that is one of the greatest needs, is trying to have a building to worship in different cities in Sri Lanka. A lot of the ministry leaders are trying to raise up new leaders. And so they've been able in the past to travel to different regions of Sri Lanka and kind of host a conference on leadership. But they haven't had enough funds to do that. So they've been kind of relegating that to the last of the month. They'll just have kind of a five-day training in a ministry leader's home. So if listeners feel called to help with that need, that is opening the door to so many people who have never heard the name of Jesus. And it really is amazing, given our technology and the world we live in today, that there are still people who have never heard the name of Jesus. But that is the case in certain parts of the world. And so believers can make a difference through praying for these very brave Christians who often walk away from their family, their inheritance from their family, their village sometimes cast them out. And these are very brave people to stand alone and say, I'm going to stand for Christ. I've chosen to believe in him and make him Lord of my life. And it's exciting to see how God is blessing these people, how he is making a way and bringing open hearts to cross their path to be able to share the good news of Christ. And people are believing, they're accepting, and they're changing their beliefs, they're changing their offerings, they're stopping, you know, they're seeing how they were in bondage to, you know, I've got to appease this God, I've got to appease this demon, and just the freedom there is in Christ. So it's exciting, and people are embracing that.
And you've mentioned how our listeners can come alongside and help meet some of those tangible needs, like with the training and the funds for a church building. But what are some of the ways they can support your partners and the work of missionaries in Sri Lanka through prayer?
Well, pray for their safety. There is a huge war going on in the spiritual realm that, you know, you can't see, but it is going on. And Satan doesn't want these people accepting Christ. And so there is a lot of persecution. There is a lot. It's hard to be a Christian in Sri Lanka. like I said, you lose your family a lot of times. You lose your inheritance. You lose your position in the community. And so we need to pray for that boldness and pray for God's provision and that God would encourage them. There are not a lot of Christians there. Like I said, it's 70% Buddhist, 13% Hindu. So that little piece of the pie that are Christians are few and far between. And so pray that they can encourage one another, that they can develop skills together, that God would just make his presence known and in powerful ways and bless these very servant-hearted missionaries that are taking the gospel where the gospel is not.
And we will pass all of this along to our listeners and to the prayer warriors in our network. For now, that wraps up all my questions, though. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that pretty much covers it.
All right. Again, I've been speaking with Amy Cotton of Christian Aid Mission about the latest updates from Sri Lanka and what you can do to help believers there who are bringing Christ to the some of the hardest places to reach. Amy, thanks so much for being with us today on Mission Network News.
Thank you for having me, Katie.